49. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble gave us Crossfire from In Step. We heard The Smithereens, Blood and Roses from The Best of The Smithereens. Robert Cray gave us Smoking Gun from the Definitive Collection. The Band from The Last Waltz. It was Don't Do It, the Holland Dozier Holland song. Billy Bragg gave us Accident Waiting to Happen from Don't Try This at Home. Matthew Sweet sang Girlfriend from The Best of Matthew Sweet.
Going out to Sarah and Marnie on
that's
that.
That's right.
That was pretty hot.
Good.
That was pretty good.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. Violent Femmes gave us To the Kill from Violent Femmes. And the last song we heard was R.E.M. with Odd Fellows Local 151 from Document. Rick, it's been a treat. I'd love to have you with me here. And 855-915-9636 is the phone number if you want to call in and talk to Rick. Are you going to stick around for the next DJ, or are you going to hit the road?
I don't know. I'm going to stick around for a while.
Okay.
Hey, WMFO is so lucky to have you. Vince.
Oh, it's been great. I really enjoyed having you on the air with me, sharing the time and playing songs with you. Really great stuff. So, Rick, thank you.
Go Jumbos.
Okay, WMFO Medford. Stick around for the next DJ. He or she is coming on in a matter of minutes. And we'll leave you with Weezer. You are listening to WMFO Medford.
You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go. and try to change my mind. Not intentionally, I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read dial. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when it came down to the wire, it's your imagination trying to make you what you want it to be. Because I'm sorry I do what I did, but it came naturally. And I gave it up away just so I could say that, well, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. When I try to keep myself together after all the opportunities, I try to stay true to you and I try to do what you wanted from me. And I gave it up away just to hear you say that, well, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when I came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when I came down to the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled. And when I came down to the wire, always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that.
Everybody. So that was The Wire by Haim. I hope you all enjoyed that one. I've been a big Haim fan. And by the way, this is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right. So next we are going to get into some George Harrison. So here is Here Comes the Moon. Enjoy.
Everybody's talking up a storm. Act like they don't notice it, but here it is and here it comes. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon. Always quickens when it's full.
Everybody, and welcome back to Passenger Seat. It is officially my last show of the semester, which is very sentimental. What a great year it has been. My first year at WMFO, and I've had the best time. And here we are. It's May already, which is crazy to think about. So far, we have heard The Wire by Haim and Here Comes the Moon by George Harrison. So welcome back to Passenger Seat. There are unfortunately no guests in the driver's seat today. It is just me, but next semester, hopefully we'll be getting loads of guests. Maybe I won't do an alternating show. Maybe I'll do a weekly show, which will be so exciting. And I can have tons of guests coming through and just loads of music to play for you all, which is very, very exciting. Let's see. I always like to get into a little bit of pop culture on the air, as you all know. So I went to go see Challengers last night, which is the new film with Zendaya and Mike Feist and the guy who plays Patrick. and it was a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. It feels like a sports movie that I hadn't seen before. Not that I watch many sports movies. However, I do think that it had such good stakes. The relationships between the characters were so engaging. And if you guys want to go and see a new movie, Challengers, I would highly recommend. Also, the score is so incredible and just like keeps you on the edge of your seat. And there's just so much to dissect there. And I feel like it's too fresh of the movie coming out for me to really get into it on the air, just because I don't want to spoil it for people. It is long, so you got to kind of buckle in and sort of know where you're, what you're in for with that one. But love Challengers, highly, highly recommend. And so, yeah, last show of the year, gonna play a couple of great tracks for you all. This next song goes out to a special someone tuning in from Evanston, Illinois. So if you all want to keep an ear out for this one. And this song is called Wishing Well by The Walters. So here we go.
Wishing well, I thought it was free. I wrote you a letter, baby, and signed it for me.
Just heard was Wishing Well by The Walters. The Walters are kind of had a little renaissance on TikTok with their song I Love You So, and this is one of their new singles that came out just this year. You'll find that a lot of the songs I tend to play on air are usually newer releases because I love new music, and anytime there's new music, I just want to share it with everybody and to enjoy it all together. And that Walter's track was just the perfect sort of new song, and I thought it was really sweet and definitely going to be on my summer playlist for sure. And now it's that time of the year where I have to start curating what my summer playlist is going to look like, which is always a bit of a daunting task because do I want to go with more of a surf rock kind of sound or more of a, indie pop or kind of just like a pure like pop pool party kind of vibe. So I really got to start working on that. But, that's a task for post-final season because at Tufts, we are currently in the midst of finals, but everybody's got this. If any Tufts students are tuning in right now, good luck to all of you. You got this. You are studying. You are killing it. It's phenomenal. But it's so surreal to kind of have freshman year come to an end. I feel like I just moved in to my dorm, which is just really crazy. But I went to go check out my sophomore year dorm, and I'm very, very excited for it. However, this year is, in fact, coming to an end, which means back to sunny California for me very soon, which I cannot lie to you all, I'm very excited about. And enough with my rambling, let's get back to some music. I've played this artist on air before, so if you've listened to Passenger Seat, you may have heard the Phoebe Go track that I played before called 7-Up. But she has been kind of releasing a bunch of new singles. And for those of you who don't know, Phoebe Go is this Australian singer-songwriter, indie pop sort of figure. And she keeps getting featured on Spotify's like New Music Friday or like Fresh Find sort of playlist. So I do see a really like slow rise to fame, I hope, for Phoebe Go, because I really just love her indie pop kind of sound. So this is her new single called Leave. So Leave by Phoebe Go. Let's hear it.
To the floor, and in the 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Alrighty, so you just heard Leave by Phoebe Go. Hope you all enjoyed that one. I just think, to me, simple is often better in a lot of songs. I think Phoebe Go has kind of got this timeless sort of songwriting about her that's just simple, good, enjoyable, easy listening, some might even say. So big, big fan of that track. So with the school year wrapping up, I feel like it's time to reflect on my WMFO trajectory of the year. It's crazy to think about. So my first show was on November 3rd, and it is currently May 4th. So wild. My first show, I played some Declan and McKenna, some Matt Maltese, some Adam Melchor. Definitely more, you can really tell what season it is based on my WMFO playlist, and I think that's so interesting. But, you know, I was up at the crack of dawn playing music, and it was very, very fun. However, extremely early in the morning, some might even say 2 a.m. Does 2 a.m. count as early in the morning or late at night? That is up to you all to decide. However, you know, I feel like this semester has brought so many good new adventures, which has been so much fun, and I'm so excited to be back at the station in the fall once again, spinning some more tracks for everyone, see if I have any good stories for you all from the last couple days. Oh, I went into Boston with my friends at midnight the other night. Don't worry, we were very safe, and we got Rice Krispie treats on the North End, and it was perfect because Bova's Bakery, this my personal favorite bakery in the North End, is open 24/7, and my friends and I were hungry, and they have these ginormous Rice Krispie treats that are so beyond delicious and scrumptious, and we just had to go in and get them at least right before the end of the school year. We had to treat ourselves, you know. So enjoyed my Rice Krispie treat with Lucky Charms. It was incredible, and it just felt so college to just, you know, be spontaneous and go out and do something fun. So that was a nice little memory that we made before the end of the year. And I just wanted to say we're about halfway through the show already, which is wild, but thank you all so much for listening. A special shout out to Nana. Love you, Nana. Thank you for tuning in to my shows and for sending out the show info to your friends and everybody. And so thank you, friends and family, and to everyone who listens to WMFO. So we'll get into one more. I wanted to follow up Phoebe Go with another Australian indie pop artist. So this next track is by Winton, and it's called Bad Ones. So here we go.
Thank you.
Friends by Winton. That's a great song. Definitely going to be in my rotation for sure in the next coming couple weeks. I'm a big fan. So as the years come to an end, there have been a lot of different various performances around campus, which has been so much fun. So I thought I'd share that with you a little bit more with you all. So I did go see, unfortunately, these are only open to Tufts students, but I do want to give these awesome groups a shout out because they do some really amazing work. So I went to go see the Tufts Burlesque Troupe, and they had a phenomenal, phenomenal show. I'm just very impressed with them all. Such good stage presence. I also went to go see the Tufts Dance Collective, which was hilarious. The themes of the dances were beyond my wildest imagination. And, you know, going to see shows on campus is always so much fun because I love seeing the various art that my classmates put forward, and it's really, really cool. And speaking of other events on campus, I do have a bit of an announcement for you all. So the radio event of the year is coming, everybody. Save the date, June 1st, 2024, live day, 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. So be sure to tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. And the festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. There'll be 10 bands, 6 hours live from the WMFO studios, and you'll hear Gene Dante, Happy Little Clouds, and Lovina Falls, and a bunch of other really awesome artists. So once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area or worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st and for Live Day 24, and don't miss a single second. So you heard it here first. Live Day 24 is coming up. So back to the music. Next song I'm going to play for you all is a personal favorite of mine. And right after the song, I'll get into why this song and this album has just been packing a punch for me recently. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Here is Don't Forget Me by Maggie Rogers.
Sally's getting married, and to me that sounds so scary. I'm still trying to clean up my side of the street. I can't imagine what would happen, 'cause I'm still acting out of habit. Hoping dirty words just don't escape my teeth. Oh, but every time I try just a little, promise that I'll meet in the middle. Always find my way back to my feet. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone that's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me. My friend Molly's got a guy she prays to God could be a family. Says he's got the greenest eyes you've ever seen. But it's crazy all the days she spends just following him to parties. She seems happy, oh, but that's not love to me. Oh, but every time I try just a little, promise that I'll meet in the middle, but always find my way back to my feet. So close the door, change the channel. Give me something I can handle. I could love her or someone who's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sundays. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, and promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. from the winter all alone. Maybe there's a stranger standing holding out for love, just waiting on the next street just for me. Oh, just for me. So close the door and change the channel. Give me something I can handle. A good lover and someone who's nice to me. Take my money, wreck my Sunday. Love me till you're next somebody. Oh, but promise me that when it's time to leave, oh, won't you promise me that when it's time to leave, don't forget me. Don't forget me.
That was Don't Forget Me by Maggie Rogers. So that song is the title track off of her newest album, Don't Forget Me, which came out in April of this year. That album has been on repeat for me. I really do think it's going to be my album of the summer just because of the songwriting is amazing. It has sort of like a little bit of a country folksy sort of sound to it while still maintaining the Maggie Rogers kind of indie pop sound that a lot of us are maybe more familiar with. But I feel like there are a lot of elements. There's one song on it called The Kill that very much reminds me of The Wire, the Haim song that I started the show out with. And I just think her songwriting, again, I love timeless music and I think that song is truly timeless. And I thought the song Don't Forget Me was very fitting for my last show of the year, just because it does have that sort of sentimental album closer sort of sound to it. So yeah, that was Don't Forget Me by Maggie Rogers. So it is in fact time for a PSA, because WMFO is an educational radio station. So listen up for this public service announcement. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. So, yeah, you heard it here. Adopt, don't shop. So, next song I'm going to play for you all, just found today, after my mom told me, oh, this artist Olivia Dean was on Jimmy Kimmel, you should listen. So here we are with some Olivia Dean. So this next track is called Dive. Let's listen.
I'm a tidal wave of question marks and you're just surfing. Leaning into me like it's an art. It's so crazy.
Maybe it's the magic in the wild. I'll feel it.
And that was Dive by Olivia Dean. There we go. I'm a big fan of that, and I will definitely be checking out a lot more of her music because she has such a fun sound and her voice is really, really clean, and I love the production on that track. So overall, really, really great song. Huge fan. The next song I'm going to play for you all is a new track off of, you guys know if you usually tune into my show, that I'm a big fan of Leve, who is this Icelandic Chinese jazz pop singer, and she just released the deluxe version of her album Bewitched called the Goddess Edition, and she released three new tracks, well, four including Goddess, but that one was released as a single beforehand. However, this next one is probably my personal favorite out of the new tracks, so let's dive right in, as we just heard from Olivia Dean. But this song is called Bored by Leve.
Call it for what it is. It's best that we spend time apart. I just yawn listening to you talk about yourself again and again. I'm bored, bored of this love. Oh, I'm bored, bored of this talk, and maybe you're just too vain to be interesting. Baby, keep talking, but nobody's listening. Don't mean to walk out the door, but baby, I'm bored. Oh, 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 oh. Did you know?
Did you know?
I wept in my room last night. Bet you didn't know you make me cry. Cause you're so self-possessed, charming at first, but you made me depressed, so I'm leaving.
By Leve. I am obsessed with that new track. I think it's so beautiful and elegant, and just she is so talented, and I'm just so excited to see how much she will continue to grow throughout her career, because it's crazy to think that this is only just the start for Leve, and I am a huge fan. So While we only have 12 minutes left together on the air, I'm going to try and squeeze in two more tracks, but talk for a little bit in between, because the next song is off of the new Taylor Swift record, The Tortured Poets Department, and I am a big Swiftie, as they call it, so I think I got to, or have to debrief it a little bit, but so stay tuned for that. I'm going to play one of my personal favorites off of the new album. This is Guilty as Sin by Taylor Swift off the Tortured Poets Department. Let's go.
Drowning in the blue Nile, he sent me downtown lights. I hadn't heard it in a while, my boredom's bone deep. This cage was once just fine. Am I allowed to cry? I dream of cracking locks, throwing my life to the wolves or the ocean rocks, crashing into him.
Enjoyed that one. So the Tortured Poets Department came out just a couple weeks ago, which is crazy to think about because it has been on repeat. However, I do have to say that this album definitely took a little bit out of me to sort of get into, enjoy, get used to. It was definitely jarring upon first listen because I felt like the lyrics were a bit of a downgrade from all of her other works. However, you know, it has really grown on me, as most Taylor albums do. Although I do think there are far too many songs, because she did release a second half of the album that made the album 31 tracks long, 2 hours. It's a bit daunting. It's a beast to listen to. And I do think it was definitely an album for the Swifties, not necessarily for the general public, which I don't know how I feel about it, because why are you catering music towards just your fan base? However, I do think that it is by no means her worst album, but to me it is definitely not her best. However, I do like it still, because it's Taylor Swift, and I will probably like most of the stuff that she releases, because that's just my relationship with her. Anywho, let's get into our final track of the day. This song, I discovered the artist while I was scrolling on TikTok, and I thought, wow, they have an awesome voice. This is just a fun little, like, indie rock kind of track. So this is another 17 by Florence Road. Let's get into it. So that was Another 17 by Florence Road. Hope you all enjoyed that one. So it is a bit of a bittersweet end, since it is my last show of the year. So thank you all so, so much for tuning into Passenger Seat. Once again, this is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So quick little recap of what you all heard on the air today. We started with The Wire by Haim, followed by Here Comes the Moon by George Harrison, Wishing Well by The Walters, Leave by Phoebe Go, Bad Ones by Winton, Don't Forget Me by Maggie Rogers, Dive by Olivia Dean, Bored by Leve, and Guilty as Sin by Taylor Swift, and Another 17 by Florence Road. So hopefully I will be back on the air shortly in the fall, but make sure you keep on listening to WMFO. We have a bunch of great DJs coming up, and we have an awesome show following literally right at 6 p.m. So be sure to stay tuned. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, this is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, we'll play one more song for you all. Let's see. What do I have queued up? We shall look. Maybe a little bit of Chapel Roan. Now I have to pick something because my Spotify is loading.
Oh, I can go. I can go.
You can go? Okay, perfect. Then never mind. We're going to have the next DJ start. So thank you all for listening. All righty.
And fade for days, you're elegantly wasted. Before you lost your spark, took acid in the park, or living in a basement. Now, is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we kept the box of wax.